As mentioned, the city's core competency isn't software development. So the perspective is get it out there in some format, CSV, KML, whatever, it doesn't matter so much. That's not gonna be the best format, whatever it is, for building all these cool innovative apps that we've got. So get it out there in some format and let the community turn that into a better, RESTful HTTP-based API or something that is easy to mash up. So don't worry too much about that. Just get the data out there and then people will take care of putting it into a good format. For the RFP process, there was a comment that there's some kind of bias in there in like against open source projects in the respect that it asks how much money have you made, how big, how many customers you have, and stuff like that. And if you're trying to represent Drupal or something, it's kind of hard. You may be a small shop, but you're working with some software that's really well known and it's got lots of support behind it, but you may be a small shop, so that's a little bit difficult. We talked a little bit about the VC bids, about how you find information about what RFPs are going out there. And then there was a suggestion maybe we could get RSS or like better APIs into the actual bid process itself so that people could build innovative tools to tag that stuff or get it out to the open source community so that they know what's going on. We talked about VanMap, and that's cool. It's completely locked down. Any of that data would be really awesome to get out there, and there's lots of constraints around that. So legal contracts, when open source businesses are dealing with the city, it seems like the default legal boilerplate right now is the city gets all control out of all artifacts of whatever is built by the consultancy. And so open source businesses right now are having to go back and forth a lot to say, well, we want the code to be open source licensed and we want the documentation to be Creative Commons licensed. So making that an easier, more streamlined would be good. We talked a little bit about this business gap where the city pretty much always deals with companies, with businesses, and open source developers, they just think, oh, well, this is a project, you can just use it. And there's actually this gap there that's needed is open source businesses to represent that open source community and to provide that kind of like interface to the city. So it's an interface, it's a business that the city can know and they can get a support contract and all that stuff. So it'd be good. And then finally, we need a place online to continue this conversation. And so probably the easiest thing would be to create a Google group like Vancouver-data. And then a bunch of people here can go on, and that can be the kind of the starting place for discussion. And you can have the it already exists. Vancouver Data Google Group. So everyone go sign on to that right now, and we can start asking questions about is this data available? And as those questions come in, we can put that up on a wiki. So the wiki doesn't yet exist, so someone else can do that.
Free social text wiki.
Yeah. Also free social text wiki.
Excellent.
And so when we answer those questions, we can start putting them up on the wiki, and we can start building that information that's specific to our execution of this. In addition to an online place, a really excellent mechanism for this in the open source community is what's called a code sprint or a hackathon, where you just basically create a room like this, or you have a room like this, you have some maybe a little bit of caffeine, and you get the word out there, and everyone shows up. And then once we're in the same room, we can figure that out, and you've got the developers, and you've got designers, and you've got citizens, and then the magic happens, and that's where all the innovation happens. And I'm a huge fan of that model, so I'd be more than happy to help out with that. Just requires a place. I understand that City Archives are going to sponsor the first one. That's not true. That's not true. That's it for our table.
Table one.